from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for a timeout on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Nikki, the question was, you spent obviously a lot of time with your time at the Falcons out at training camp practices.
I did.
And I don't know when's the last time you've been out there, and I'm sure that Michael, your husband, kind of has the same feeling I do. I go out there, and I'm like, man, this looks like you could have played 30 years if you were in football these days in the NFL. Backwards hats, a lot of jog-throughs, a lot of things going on like that. Just doesn't look like the same like it did, I don't know, 14 years ago.
No, but you know what? I remember when Michael and I, so my husband played Falcons with Mike back in the day, and there was this one time Michael borrowed my car and he went to training camp, and Mike, I kid you not, I was curious if there was a cadaver in like the back of my trunk, left the windows up, everything in the car, and I was like, what happened? And I swear I had to leave my windows down for the next few days. That was rough.
I hope you had leather seats.
I did, thank God.
Because
and some Clorox wipes. Like, it was awful.
Let me tell you something. That I remember we were doing a show up there, and I was one of my first training camps, and Coy Wire was playing back then. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah. Love Coy, man.
Coy comes over right after practice, and as the producer, you would give up your seat and your headset. And, I mean, he's still in
so
full pads. Yeah. Well, I didn't sit in that seat for the rest of the show.
Couldn't. He
left a puddle in the seat.
Yeah.
But from the sweat, guys, nothing like that.
Yeah.
And then the headset, I was like, anybody got a wipe that I can wipe this headset?
Well, you need like four towels.
Luckily, I think Miller Pope was doing that broadcast that day, and Miller Pope never went anywhere with like 30 Gatorade towels. Yeah. So yeah. I had one, but
Mike, Nikki, I was going to ask you real quick, though.
Go ahead.
Because I was asking Michael this last night. When you get a day off at training camp, I mean, that is good as gold.
Oh.
Like, what do you remember doing on that off day? Because it was so rare.
It's funny.
And you're so tired.
I was talking about this. I think there was like two or three times that I had been like seeing somebody over the summer, you know, and you spend that one day being like, is this worth taking into the season?
You know what I mean?
Like you'd visit that after a week at camp, you go back and visit that female, whoever that was, and you're like, all right, is it still any chemistry there? Am I going to really continue? Are you going to be my camp text? You know what I mean? Just that person that when you have a few minutes, you just shoot a text to.
Your camp text, like you only get one text.
You only have time for one when you're in training camp. You only have time for one. But obviously, needless to say, my wife and I didn't start dating until after football. So none of those did tend to work out. But I do want to start from the top of you. You're from Oak Mountain, right outside of Birmingham.
That's
Oak Mountain High School. Went to the University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
That's what's up.
At what point?
He's just rolling his eyes.
What point? Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, soak it in, Bo. At what point did you know you would go into some kind of journalism career? Did you ever, was that like your goal in college, or was that something that just kind of happened?
I y'all are going to think I'm crazy. I was 8. I remember it plain as day. Always loved sports. I was in high school, Oak Mountain. We had a really great, so I graduated at 05 from Oak Mountain.
Same.
We had an awesome broadcasting program.
Really?
Like we had a set. We had prompter. We had, you know, it was Final Cut back then too. Like
the OMN, the Oak Mountain Network.
Yeah, OMHS News, baby.
That's way more than Pauline County High School had in my day.
So it was incredible. Like I was set up for success in high school, and I still remember like I would go out to the Regions Golf Tournament.
Sure.
I'm interviewing like Tommy Tuberville, Bo Jackson, like way back in the day.
Yeah.
So then by the time I got to Alabama, I actually went to college at Charleston my first 2 years, transferred in my junior year.
I don't think I realized that. That's
cool. And by the time I got to Alabama, I was so, I mean, I worked three jobs. One was with athletics, media relations, communication. I was a student worker in the communication building. So I really didn't have that big of a social life when I was at Alabama because I was just working because I knew what I wanted to do. So with working with, you know, athletics and media relations, I got put in some really cool opportunities. And then sure enough, I went to go work for the Tennessee Titans, media relations intern. And when I was in Nashville, since I worked with my professor so closely and, you know, with all the broadcast stuff, she reached out to me and was like, hey, we've got an ESPN crew coming in to shoot the show with Alabama. Would you be interested? We need someone to like show them the lay of the land, understand, you know, the coaches, the players, like where to go. Would you be interested? And I was like, yeah, like that sounds great.
Of course I would.
So sure enough, like I'm in the Alabama locker room where I don't know who we're interviewing at the time, but it was, I mean,
I wish you knew.
I don't know if you were there. Yeah, you would have been.
I graduated. Yeah, my last year was 2009 season.
Yeah, same.
Right.
Okay, so you would have been there. So we're, you know, just shooting the talk and talking in the locker room about college football and whatever. Well, fast forward, the same guy that I was talking to ended up being a VP exec at ESPN and hired me the next year. Or
wow.
Like 2 years later, and that's how I got
wow.
on road trip.
Oh, that's
so I was
really
the PA
cool.
for the show, and it all started in Tuscaloosa, even though I had already graduated, just because they knew, you know, hey, here's this girl. She knows kind of what's going on. And anyway,
she's extremely
that was that.
Talented.
Yeah, take
extremely
every opportunity. Talented. See, that's funny because I realized you were doing that after I already knew you as the Atlanta
Falcons. Yeah.
You know, because you were with the Falcons for, what,
so,
3 years maybe?
What was your title
so
with
here's
the Falcons?
The thing. This is, I came in, I was technically, I guess, like the first Falcons insider, first Falcons reporter. But let me just like preface this with a story. This was the first, do y'all remember when Jen Sturger was with the Jets?
Yeah, of course.
Brett Favre?
Of course.
So,
everybody remembers that.
Right. So she was kind of like the first team reporter. So then I come in to Flowery Branch, like walking on eggshells because this had just happened, like the picture incident. And here I am coming in like to what I think is my dream job. Had just turned something down with the Braves that I thought really was my dream job. And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah.
So going to the Falcons, yeah. And then when they had to redo the CBA,
of course,
I was out of a job.
The lockout. Yeah.
Right? Like the lockout happened.
Yeah.
So then that's when my said boss, who I met, you know, in the Alabama locker room shooting the show at the ESPN, was like, hey, I think I've got the perfect gig for you, like, if you can
awesome.
Hold out. And I was like, this sounds great. And that's
holding
how that happened.
Well,
so,
the funny thing is that every time someone came into Falcons that was after you.
Yeah.
Like,
Lindsay Theory.
Yeah, Lindsay Theory.
Yeah.
Raven
so,
Dorado.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you would, like, people would be like, what are they doing? I was like, you remember Nikki Noto? Yeah, like it's her old job. Like, oh, okay. Like,
she's the Nikki. She's the Nikki.
Literally, no, I'm not kidding. Literally, like because it was, and actually, it was just kind of how when people describe something to you, you hear it. Because like, I'd ask Arch about Lindsay. I was like, what's that, Lindsay? There you go. She took Nikki's old job.
Oh,
so
look,
it just always
and Lindsay
brought back.
Is. I mean, good gosh, she's doing awesome.
Yeah,
over
she is.
Over in LA, working for ESPN, having two kids now, like
living the dream.
She's living the dream. But it was a really cool opportunity. I think everyone's trying to figure out at the same time what to do with that role because it hadn't been done before, right?
Sure.
Loved working with Matt Moore. I mean, there was not a day I wasn't crying laughing at something.
Mookie.
So, yep, Mookie. So it was a great opportunity. And then, yeah, CBA happened, and they were like, hey, yeah, you don't have a job now.
Well, listen, we've got to get this story in just a minute that Nikki told me off air. We're going to do it on the other side of the break. And it is about her making it official with her now husband of 10 years, Michael Palmer. And it involves James Harden.
I've lived a very colorful
life. You don't want to miss this story coming up on the other side of the break. And obviously, we'll talk Falcons. We'll talk passing attack. We visited with Darnell Mooney on Saturday night. He told us when he knew that he wanted to be an Atlanta Falcon. Don't miss it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.